Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast. I am your handicapped host, James Cox, and this podcast is built around how we fight depression with the power of music, which is always a great thing. My next guest that I'm interviewing is Tori Smith. He is the inventor of Black Box Prompter, which we're going to talk in depth on. How are you doing today, Tori?
I'm doing great, James. Yeah. Thanks for having me on your show, man.
Yeah, because we were talking earlier in I don't think I talked to you like about a month, you know. I kind of miscommunicated with you because I thought our interview was like for last month, and you're like, we can do it right now. I'm like, no, we'll just stick with today because I didn't want to, you know, because I know you're a very busy dude with this Black Box Prompter. So thank you so much for coming on. Yeah,
for sure. Thanks for having me.
So, before we go to the Black Box Prompter, which is the highlight of the show right now, I want to know more about you because we did talk in length, but I feel like my listeners could benefit from learning more about you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll start out with this. What is your favorite genre of music of all time? First.
Oh man, I have so many, but if I had to pick,
you had one. Favorite. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm just gonna say like 80s music. I'm an 80s kid. 80s. That was such a weird decade. But it was also an experimental decade for music, which probably explains why I run an 80s band, manage an 80s band in the Dallas area. I love so many, man. I love rock. I love classic rock. I love blues rock. I've gotten into 90s country more recently, but if I had to pick one, I just say, you know, eight, and that's not really a genre per se.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because, but, oh, man. Yeah,
but I guess it can be classed as like a genre of 80s rock, yeah, because I'm with you, man. 80s music is by far the best ever, you know. It's just, it was pure experimental back then. I mean, Flock of Seagulls, you know, I mean, if that's not experimental enough, I don't know what it is with their hairstyle, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, hair. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, we cover that song. Even their effects that they were using were pretty innovative at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite, I guess it's an 80s band, Squeeze, you know.
Squeeze, early 80s. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, late 70s and into the early 80s, but yeah.
Yeah, sure. I guess we could include all kinds of music with the 80s, you know, because we had Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue.
Van Halen. Billy Idol. Yeah, so many of them. I mean, even Metallica, you know.
They came out in the 80s, right? Yeah, Metallica.
Mid to late 80s, but I think they really, really, with their Black Album, I want to say their Black Album came out in 89 or 90. Somewhere right around the time of the Guns N' Roses Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
Right.
Double CD album, if you guys remember that album. It had November Rain, you know, Don't Cry. So many big hits on that. That hit. And the reason that stuck out is because Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses all toured together.
Yep.
And I want to say that was around 1991. I'm dating myself.
Yeah,
and I got to see it was my first concert. I got to see it at Texas Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play.
Oh, wow!
And very eye opening, very eye opening. But man, what a great first concert! Those three bands, phenomenal.
Yep. I can't remember my first concert because back in the heyday, you know, 80s and early 90s, my parents used to take me to Busch Gardens, you know. Mm-hmm. And I guess Busch Gardens had a contract with me with like musicians, and every week a different musician would come to Busch Gardens, and it was always country, you know, and all love country, you know, so I don't really know which one was my first ever concert, you know. My mom said that I saw Johnny Cash, but I don't remember it all.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
so I got
that's cool.
I can say I saw him, but I don't remember him, you know, because usually I remember big stuff like that, you know. So.
Yeah.
So are you okay? So you just said you manage a cover band, correct?
Yeah. So I'm in two cover bands in the Dallas area, which is really probably a good segue to talk about the prompter too. But
yeah.
I'm a bit of a music nerd, you know, live music nerd. I just, you know, when it's in your blood, you know, it's in your blood.
Right.
And, you know, my brother's a singer in both my bands. He's got this great voice. And so I was able to get some really good musicians and we just started doing it as a hobby like five years ago. Next month's our 5-year anniversary. Speaking of 5-year anniversary. So about the time I was starting my 80s band, you were starting up this podcast, James. That's right. Before the show, James and I were talking about how he just came up on his 5-year anniversary of this podcast. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Very cool. Yeah. But yeah, we'd started this 80s band, and we were doing okay. You know, we're like, hey, let's spread our wings and let's start gigging, and we were ready. Like, okay, and then boom, COVID happened.
Everything we blew, right? Yeah. And no
Everything
one knows.
Just stopped. Yeah, just stopped, man. And I was like, guys, I said, hey, don't let it get you down. Let's use this time to woodshed, practice. And there's going to come a time that the dust will settle, the floodgates will open, and there will be demand for cover bands, just because everybody's, if you, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, everybody was so depressed and down at that time. And it's just kind of like, what's going to happen? What's the future hold? And nobody really knew. But I knew that it wasn't going to be permanent, and
No,
so
right.
yeah,
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
so uh so yeah, so that's exactly what we did. We stuck it out, and we got better, and then we started gigging a lot, and at bars almost every weekend, and then those would lead to private parties and sometimes corporate events and even festivals. And so, man, it's been a great ride, but we're still active, five years in the making.
And you probably told me this or but I forgot. What is the name of the band?
The name of my 80s band is called, it's so funny, it's called 80s Gadgets.
Love
Okay,
it.
like Inspector Gadget.
It's
And
right,
I remember growing up, my mom would use the word gizmo or gadget, and it's just, for me, it's an 80s word, and maybe Inspector Gadget has something to do with that. I don't know. And
Well, say
so
Gizmo is from the Gremlins also, so
the
I mean,
Gremlins, yeah, it's good memory. That's
yeah.
absolutely, absolutely. And so maybe 80s gizmo would have been
Maybe,
even better,
yeah.
maybe. But years ago, long before the band was formed, I went out and I registered the domain 80s gadgets plural, because you talk about Rubik's Cube, and you talk
Right.
about Atari 2600, you talk about all the kind of relics from the
Yeah.
80s, whether be toys or whatever. But in the day, they're kind of gadgets as well, and gadgets could be in the kitchen. Anyway, it's just an 80s word. And so I held on to it, and then I said, man, if I ever start an 80s band, I'm going to call it that. And sure enough, as fate would have it, I started the 80s band, and I said, guys, I've got the perfect name. And they all looked at me like I was from a different planet. They're like,
Oh
how married are you to that
Right. Yeah.
name?
It's like, I do. I bought a domain. Come on now.
And
Yeah, right.
I was like, I got the logo, I got the domain, I was like, you know what? Let's just stick it out.
Let's
Just
just go with
.
it.
But and man, and then later they'd be like, oh my gosh, that was brilliant. And so, because what's cool, and this is a little marketing tip if anybody listening that's in a band, I've had this conversation with my brother a number of times. Branding is everything, and you got to be careful what you name yourself. If you just call yourself the John Smith Band, you don't know what kind of music you're playing.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of a guess. But if you have the decade, if you cover a certain decade, put that decade in your band's name, and so that's why it's 80s, gadgets, because we cover 80s. And then the country band, we cover 90s, so it's called 90 proof country, and so
Right.
I think that helps with the branding. So a little marketing tip, wouldn't have hurt to have the decade listed again if you're covering a band like that, or a decade like that.
90s proof is your country cover band, right? Okay,
Yep.
so with that band, what is the number one most request, if y'all do request, or what y'all play the most that gets the most, like, yes, I love it.
I'm gonna let you guess the one that
Me, yes, country.
we cannot leave the place without playing this. We normally end with it, but as a 90s country band, we have to play this song. And it doesn't matter, it's kind of like in an 80s band, you have to do Don't Stop Believing. You have to, and there's no escaping it. They won't let you leave without playing that song, either that or Purple Rain. And so we typically cover those. But for the 90s country, I'm going to see if you can guess this one.
Okay, so we
What
have
was the what think of a bar, think of a bunch of drunk people, it's in the night and they're all doing this. And what song do you think they're singing? I'm going to
Friends
give
of
you a hint.
Atlantis.
Yes, I was about to give you. I
Yes,
didn't even have to give you a hint. I was about to
I was gonna say
say it
either.
was a Garth Brooks song, but I didn't even have to give you
I
that
was
hint.
either gonna say Achy Breaky Heart or Friends of Places, because those were the two main bangers back then,
Oh man,
Couldn't
yes,
go anywhere with Achy Breaky Heart.
unfortunately, yes, you're exactly right, James. And unfortunately, we do cover Achy
Oh,
Breaky, because it comes with the territory. We kind of have to, not that we want to,
Right,
but you
yeah.
kind of have to.
And I
So,
guess you
but we
do
have fun with it.
like old school country, like Waylon Jennings and Nelson
Yes,
and
absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. We do sprinkle in some classic, some David Allan Coe or Hank Williams Jr., Johnny Cash. Don Williams. I mean, you know, I mean, we definitely sprinkle in some classics. You know, I mean, we brand ourselves as a '90s country, but some people they want to hear the classics. And you
Right.
know what? We'll sprinkle in some newer stuff. You might hear a Chris Stapleton song or Zac Brown song,
I love Chris Stapleton,
or
man. I
even
love it.
been doing a Morgan Wallen song recently, and
Yeah.
that's yeah, that's popular with the younger folks.
Right.
You know.
Even Luke Combs is popular with the younger dudes and whatever now.
Absolutely.
But
We've been in serious talks about adding a Luke Combs song. Yep. Good point.
So I gotta ask you this before we get into your black box prompter for a minute.
Yeah.
So I must have talked to like 100 and some odd musicians, like yourself, right? And for all these indie musicians that I talked to, they say that they have to play the covers before they play the originals. They don't come in there for any of the independent artists' new songs. Come in there for covers. Why do you think that is? Did you want to listen to get used to the individual artists at that time that they're singing? Or what's the main focus on playing covers as before the original?
I'll offer you my two cents. Obviously, I'm just a cover band. I haven't
Yeah.
really written any originals, but I've wondered the same thing. And I've had similar conversations with people, and I really think it's human nature, right? We cling on to what we are familiar with, right? What we are familiar with resonates with us. It's familiar territory. It's comfortable territory. And when you hear a band for the very, very first time, 99, you know, I'm just making this number up, but the vast majority of the time, doesn't matter how good it is. You know, you're gonna have to give it a few listens before you really acquire a strong taste for it. Am I right? I mean, before you really latch on, you need to give it a few listens, okay? So that can be applied to cover. I mean, again, people hear it on the radio all the time, you know, they're listening to it all the time, they grew up with it, it brings back memories. They're gonna latch on to that familiarity. You know, I just think it's human nature. And so, yeah, any original artist I've ever spoken to, I asked, do you mix in covers? They're like, well, yeah, we have to. You know,
That's
it's
what
they,
brings in the people, right? Yeah.
yeah, and there's plenty of venues that are pure, you know, they only have original artists and they won't do cover bands.
Right.
You know, and there's and vice versa.
Which is
There's
fine,
venues
right?
that do just cover and tribute bands and they won't do originals, you know, and different strokes for different folks. But then you have that gray area where it's like, hey, I'm an original artist. You know, I can bring, you know, I want to get my name out. But at the end of the day, that venue, that bar owner, they want butts in seats. They
Yes,
need
they don't
they
care how you
margins
do
are
it.
already slim. They need, you know, and so it doesn't matter how talented you are, you know, but if you have five people in the crowd, you know, nobody's making money that night. And so, you know, but if you can turn that 5 to 50, that 50 to 250,
Yeah.
you know, because you're playing something very familiar with them, then you sprinkle in some originals. I'm like, hey, you know what? If you like what you're hearing tonight, come back and see us. You know, we're gonna be back here next month, whatever. Boom, boom, you know, and then make sure that you're talking to the crowd, interacting during break. Don't just go outside and be keep to yourself on a smoke break. I mean, actually, you know, definitely go out and talk to them during break. Be human, be
Right.
civil,
Yeah.
just be a good person, and you'll be amazed at how far that'll take you. You know, just
Right.
by, you know, putting your ego aside and just having conversations with people, you know, during break.
Yeah. I gotta ask you this before we get to any. What is the worst cover song you've ever heard in your life? I will tell you mine if you want to know first or second. I'm gonna leave that up to you.
Oh man,
Yeah, the worst
the worst
cover song
song or
ever.
the worst
The
or the worst
worst cover.
the worst version that I've heard somebody cover.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm not gonna name any names.
Okay.
And I'm kind of a live music snob. I've been in this for a while.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like the Simon Cowell. You know, I'm mentally, you know, judging them. Oh, I don't judge. Oh yeah, I judge, you know, but I won't, you know, throw anybody under the bus, but I'm keeping it to myself. You know, I will go watch other 80s bands, you know. And there's this one 80s band that I saw cover well, speak, you know, cover Don't Stop Believin'. And
Yeah.
it was done so bad. It was just bad. Screech, you know, it wasn't just it was off pitch, it was screeching, it was Yeah, just left a bad taste. And I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, well, not everybody can be Steve Perry. I get it.
No,
But
a lot of people tried, you know? Yeah.
yeah, I think, I mean, that song's a tall order, for anybody, even if you drop it a key. But yeah, I would say covering that can be pretty bad. And I've seen others, other 80s songs that were
Oh,
covered pretty poorly as
yeah.
well.
But that
But
was the,
yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, a lot of high stuff from the 80s. If you're trying to cover Axl Rose, you're trying to cover AC/DC, they're in a range that's really, or John Bon Jovi even, it's in a range that I don't want to call it untouchable, but oftentimes a female's gonna have to cover that song
Yeah,
to do it
that
justice,
yes. Yeah, 'cause they can reach the more higher
unless you
notes than
really
the
lower the key, and you really lower the key, it might take away some of the sparkle. If you lower it too much. But yeah, there's some of these songs that when the guys were in their heyday, when Axl and Jon Bon Jovi were in their prime, they obviously their voice is blown nowadays. You can't, they can't be like they were when they were in their
No.
20s. But doesn't stop us cover bands and tribute bands from
There
trying to
for
play
trying,
it.
right?
But yeah, it's just one of those deals where it's just like, yeah, sometimes it might be better if a female tries to cover that song.
Well, I just looked this up in the band. There's no more, so I don't have any problem calling them out. But you've heard of the band Iced Earth, correct?
What's it called?
Iced Earth.
Iced Earth. Oh, why does that ring a
They're
bell?
like
That
a
vaguely rings a bell.
metal band.
Yeah, okay.
And John Schaefer was in the involvement in the January 6th Capitol and whatever deal. So I guess that's why they broke up. But they did a song with oh, it's a Bad Company song. It's Johnny was a good one. Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero.
He
Bad
was a
Company had a
two.
couple really good hits. Yeah, that's a good
They.
song.
Yeah, cause me and Blake, my co-host, did a cover war song, and I told you about our cover wars, where we compare two covers to one song, and they just slaughtered the song, I don't think that the singer had a good register in his voice, so and the music wasn't that, it just didn't sit right with me, so they lost in the couple worst wars, so but okay, so let's get to the big boy here, Black Box Prompter. Okay, well, for anybody who doesn't understand what that is, it's okay, so if you've ever been to a cover band song like Tori, what Tori is. And they always had the iPad that you're looking at, right? That's very eyesore, right? You don't really want to do that. So what Mr. Tori came up with is a black box prompter, and it sits like a speaker on the ground, facing the whoever wants to have it in front of them, and it can do a lot of things. So Tori, I'm gonna let you take it over because it's fantastic.
No, thanks. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, lots of different uses for this thing, right? But I mean, I got the idea of being in the cover band scene, right? Not just being on stage, but when I'm not on stage, I'm in the audience, and I'm watching, bands play, and more often than not, I see the iPad or the smartphone in the face, and it's blocking the view. And if they have a photographer that night, photographers hate it because they're trying to get a shot of an action shot of you doing your thing, but you have the stupid phone in your face, right? And to me, it's distracting because oftentimes it's eye level or a little bit below eye level. And it's just in the way. And I was like, man, when did this become the industry standard? I mean, and I guess before, we used music stands, with binders and stuff. And some people still do. Some people are that old school. But I'm kind of like, man, in this day and age, why are we still resorting to that? And so I was like, there's got to be a better way. And so when we started the 80s band 5 years ago, my brother, I mentioned he's the singer, he didn't want to be that guy. He didn't want to be the guy with the phone in the face. He wanted to be as professional as possible, and really, really put on a show and give the audience what they deserve. Well, so he did a little bit of research, and the stuff that was out there, it didn't, I mean, it looked a little, he'd say clunky or, pretty expensive for what it was. It just kind of showed image files or PowerPoint slides. And so he's like, you know what? I'm not gonna I'm not going to invest in that. I'm going to make my own. Because he had his iPad. He has an iPad running this app called OnSong, which is a really good app for scrolling lyrics and stuff. And he's like, I like my iPad. I just don't want it in my face. So James, I can't remember if I told you this story or not, but I'll go ahead and share it with your
Sure,
listeners.
yeah.
He created his own poor man's teleprompter. He went to the
Oh,
garage.
no.
He went to the garage and found an Amazon cardboard shipping box, cut out the front of it, and then wrapped it in black duct tape. Completely in black duct tape, right? So imagine this, it's this cardboard box completely, well, now it's black,
Weird,
okay?
yeah.
And then he set his iPad inside of it at an angle and set it on the floor. And that became his poor man's teleprompter, you know? And he was able to, you know, use his iPad app and he had these little Bluetooth pedals. And that worked for him, and nobody ever knew that he was using a prompter. So it got it out of the face, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, man, if he's gonna go to those lengths,
Right, yeah.
I was like, there's gotta be a market. There's gotta be a market for this, but let's take it up a few notches, you know? And that's exactly what, and that was my inspiration, you know? And so anyway, I shared this with a buddy of mine that happened to be a really, really talented software engineer. And I mean, like ranked super high, one of the top ones in the world, actually. And he's also a drummer. And so he saw the same kind of need that I saw. And he was about to retire. And I said, no, we have a business to start, man.
No,
And
you're not done yet, fool, right?
so started sketching out kind of what it would look like and started cutting out the wood. We painted it with, you know, speaker paint. So we got really strong, like 9-ply, you know, plywood and cutting out the pieces. And we use the Duratex speaker paint, you know, that's the industry standard for speaker. So then, you know, we got this beautiful cabinet built, right? And when the audience sees it, they have no idea it's a teleprompter. You know what they think it is?
Like a
A
speaker or something.
speaker, a speaker monitor, full switch. Yeah. They have no idea you're even looking at a teleprompter because all I see is just kind of a
Kind of
literally
a black
a
box, right?
black box. Hence the name.
Black, but
Hence the name. You
yeah.
know? And so they have no clue. And then as long as your singer or your guitar player or whoever's looking, as long as you glance at it, it's fine. Just don't be glued to it. Don't be fixated on it. No harm in glancing at your lyrics. Most of your pros have some sort of teleprompter. People don't realize that. Your pros have a teleprompter. You just get your visual cue and you move on. You don't, you know, you're not fixated on it. So we built this thing and he started coding and putting some intelligence into it, you know. And so, you know, you can load up your lyrics with a thumb drive, you know. It could be like just text documents or Word documents, you know, PDF documents, doesn't matter. It'll read all that stuff. And then it'll show up. And if you're a guitar player, it can transpose chords, you know? And so like, hey, I'm gonna use a capo or I need to bring it down half a step. You can quickly transpose your chords on it, which is a nice feature. You can color code your chorus versus your bridge, you know? So you get visual cues on when a certain section of the song is coming up. We even had this new feature that we debuted at NAMM. We just got back from NAMM 2 weeks ago. And I'll have to tell a little bit about that here in a
Oh,
minute.
please
But
do. Yes, please
we
do.
uh we debuted a brand new feature that doesn't exist anywhere. We call it sing along. Now get this. Sing along. So every box is unique, right? You know, like a serial number, and you have your own QR code. You put your QR code on, you know, poster or piece of paper, whatever. You show your QR code to your audience for them to scan it with their smartphone. They scan the QR code, the lyrics of the words will appear on their screen on their
What?
phone in real time.
Oh my
Yes.
God, that's
So now that they can
genius.
sing along, so don't mess up the lyrics if you're a singer, but now
Right
they can sing along with you as the band. So that works for cover artists, that works for original artists.
That's a great
You
feature because if the artist forgets the lyrics, the crowd can help him or her sing, you
There
know?
you go. And they're going to be singing at the top of their lungs.
So who
Now,
cares, right?
and if you're an original artist, this is kind of cool. You know, you might have released a new album. They're not familiar with the new stuff yet, right? And
You
that
just said
maybe you
that,
have
right?
special meaning, you know, because song is poetry, right? It's poetry at the end of the day. And most songs, not all songs, but most songs are pretty poetic. There might be some meanings where they're hearing you sing it live and they're looking down and they're seeing the words. And so now they're committing it to memory much quicker than if they were to just listen to it. So it touches on so many things, James. But memorizing the lyrics and engagement, interaction, and just an overall great time, but we're using tech to everyone's advantage. I mean, even in church, I could imagine,
Oh, yeah.
a worship leader, where maybe your vision isn't so great, and you're having trouble reading that video wall or whatever. You can pull out your phone, have the words, and zoom in and see exactly what you need to see. So lots of different use cases for that.
Okay, so I do have some bullet points that I found explaining this like prompter. So I want to go with it. Just again to, for anybody who missed what you said, which you should be listening to Tori all the time because he's a genius. Okay, so it comes with a 24-inch polycarbonate shield that is 30 times stronger than plexiglass. And I remember that you say that you're telling me that somebody dropped their microphone stand onto yes that yeah on there and it did not shatter, did not do nothing, So that's
Yes,
the
thank
history,
you.
yeah.
So I you, yes, you're teeing this up very nicely. So I haven't talked too much about the hardware of this thing. So I'm gonna shift gears and talk a little bit about the hardware. I mean, I mentioned the wood, right? It's a well-constructed, very rugged box. Okay. We take pride in what we do. It's assembled right here in North Texas. Okay. We haven't outsourced anything to China, nor will we ever. And you have my word on that. We are an American-made product assembled here in Texas, designed here in Texas. We don't say we're made in the USA. We say we're made in Texas.
There you
Okay,
go. Amen to that,
we're very,
brother.
very proud of that.
Yeah.
In fact, the guy that's in charge of our warehouse, he's not just any average warehouse guy. He's a master woodworker with over 50 years experience. I'm not making
Oh,
this
so
up. He
we
really is. And
yeah.
so he's anyway. All that to say is these are very, very well built. Boxes. And so people are like, well, I could just build this myself with some scrap plywood and I'll paint it and I'll be out the door for a couple hundred bucks. And I say, you know what? If you can, great. It's not going to be the same. It's definitely not going to be the same. This is going to be a box that's going to be tried and true and show up, at every gig. Yes, the polycarbonate shield is included. We don't charge extra. We do have some competitors that will charge extra for that. We don't. We include it because we think it's super important to protect your equipment, especially if you're lugging it around from gig to gig. Yeah, it is. We spent extra money to make sure it was gonna withstand the rigors of the road, as they say. Yeah, 30 times stronger than plexiglass. So shatterproof, absolutely. It has survived beer bottles. It has survived mic stands falling on it. Okay. Out of all the boxes we've sold in the past year, we have not, knock on wood, we have not had a single return due
Nice.
to damage from the screen. I'm sure that there's going to be some weird case where somebody just falls, busts their ass on it. That's going to happen.
Yeah,
That's
that's
going
pretty
to
much
happen.
standard, right?
But
Yeah.
it's a numbers game. But no, it is a very heavy duty box. We're very, very proud of the design.
Okay, so it can store up to 250,000 plus songs and supports up to 1,000 set lists of your own choosing. That's great.
So the number of songs is it's a massive amount. It says 250. I mean, depending
Oh,
on the
I'm sure
size of the
there's a lot
card,
more, yeah.
and I know we're about to upgrade the size of the card, which I think that's why it now says 250,000. But
Okay.
it's tens of thousands of songs. It's a ridiculous amount. And then set lists, yeah, 1,000 set lists. I mean, nobody's ever going to have that many set lists,
No, but it's there, we need it, right?
That's but yeah, I mean there's a heavy duty industrial strength SD card. I can't remember the size. I want to say it's our first version was 16 gig, but I think we're about to up it to like 64 gigs. I think that's where the
Okay, yeah.
250,000 comes into play. But so you store the songs. I think I mentioned earlier in Word format, Google Docs format, PDF format. It'll read all that stuff. And then again, it's all just you load it to a thumb drive, you stick it in, and then you're off to the races. You can even display your band's logo. This is kind of a cool feature. So if you want to have your band's logo on display during break, so people don't know if they get nosy and they walk by the stage
Right,
and
yeah.
they're leaning over and they're looking at your box, maybe you don't want them to know you're looking at the lyrics. So during break, show your band's logo. You can do that. So we thought of some kind of creative, clever themes. for this device.
Nice. And you said this before, but it offers 11 different font sizes for readability on stage and features color coding for highlighting such contents as chords, headers, bridges, and or both, right?
Yes. The color coding for the song section, that's really nice. I know we touched on that earlier. The 11 font sizes is huge. I'm glad you brought that up because as we get older, it's not just the memory, it's the vision that
Dude, I
starts
know
to
all about vision because I glasses
yeah.
later. I have that.
Well, you see me, I've got my readers on, you know, and
You got the
I'll tell
reader
you
on.
when I was about, I think I was in my late 20s or early 30s, I got LASIK. Best investment ever made. I mean, it was, I mean,
I was
we
thinking
had the
about getting
best of the
it.
best doctors. Yeah. I mean, like literally, a quick little side story about my LASIK doctor. It's, you know, 15 plus years ago. And you know, he had a binder full of testimonials. And he a lot of them, now I'm in the Dallas area, so American Airlines is headquartered here. So a lot of his patients were like pilots, okay? Or Dallas Maverick players, or you
Or
know,
football
I mean
players or whatever.
or Cowboys players. He had
Quite the
you know, I was
roster.
like, yeah. I was like, man, this guy knows his stuff. And I was like, okay. And so I got LASIK this doctor. And man, I mean, I had astigmatism and the vision wasn't, and all of a sudden, boom, like 20/20 or better than 20/20. But you know what he told me? He said, Tori, when you get into your 40s, he goes, LASIK ain't gonna, it's not a miracle worker. Your vision will subside. You will need readers. You just will. It's a fact of life. So and there's nothing you can do about it. It
No,
is
yeah,
what it
cause
is.
my
And I
mom
remember
asked.
him telling me that. And I said, you know what? And I was, I don't know, 29, 30 at the time. I said, hey, I'll worry about that when I'm in my 40s. You know, for the next 10 or so years, I'm gonna enjoy what I can. I'm in my late 40s now. And yeah, it's finally caught up with me. So I'm using my readers. But I you know, to come full circle, yes, our vision starts to worsen as we get older. That's everybody knows that. And what's cool about this prompter, besides it, you know, being, you know, out of the face and all that, and is the 11 font sizes, yes. But it's nearly three times larger than your biggest iPad. Okay, so think about that. Your biggest iPad
It's 12 inches, I
is
think, right? 10 or 12.
13.9, actually, measured diagonally, right? 13.9 inches. That's your iPad Pro. And if you were to go out and buy a new one of those, I think they're like $1,300 or more. I mean,
There's as much
you know.
as a laptop now, you know? It's
Yeah, you know, and if. And so when you that kind of factor that in, it's like, well, I don't need all the bells and whistles of an iPad. I need something bigger. And so now you have this prompter that, you know, you get it out of the face, you get it on the floor, and it's plenty big. In fact, I'm gonna share a true story of what happened a couple of months ago. I had a customer call me up. Well, he wasn't a customer yet. He was just
Just looking around.
inquiring, and he said, hey, I'm a musician, and I'm in my late 60s. And I have major vision problems. He goes, in fact, I have a detached retina, and I'm having just a tough time reading my iPad. It's up in my face, and I struggle, and I'm afraid I'm gonna have to stop. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to hang it up and just stop playing. And so he's like, I'm looking for alternatives. And I said, well, I'm glad you called because I don't think you're gonna have any problems seeing this. This prompter. And so I said, tell you what, I said, you know, it's got the 11 font sizes. We can increase the font size. You know, we'll help you get it all set up. And if for whatever reason it's not big enough or you still struggle with it, you know, we have a 30 days, no question asked return policy. We'll give you a full refund. So there's really no risk, but let me at least send it to you, try it out and see what you
Kick it
think.
out, right.
And I called him up a week later after he got it. And he said, oh yeah, I have no
I
problem
can.
seeing this thing at all. And it gave him kind of a new outlook on life and on playing again, you know. So I know I extended his gigging by a few more years, I think, through this. And so that was kind of a wake-up call. Like anybody with vision impairment, I think it might be a good market to start talking to. Because oh, another thing, you just jogged my memory on that note. When I was at NAMM, somebody was colorblind, and he said, you know, it's cool you can change, you know, the color of the chords and the sections. He goes, but do you have a colorblind mode? He goes, because reds and greens look all the same to me. I go,
Yep.
We don't yet,
But that's
but
a
we
great
can.
idea.
But
Right.
I'm gonna talk to my developer, and I've already talked to him. He said, oh yeah, that's definitely doable.
Second, right.
So we will have a colorblind mode, for what it's worth. But that's just, I mean, we listen to our customers. We take every piece of feedback very, very seriously. We're about almost a year into this thing. We're still a very young and hungry startup, and we're going just as quickly as we can, to make this the best damn prompter on the market and really make it the industry standard. That gets the tablet out of the face, get the phone out of the face, even get the music stand out of the face. So you can, be opened up and deliver a real confidence performance.
Nice. Okay, so well, you suffered in this as much as I did when I was learning guitar. Page breaks, you know? Because you go through, you read tab, guitar tabs, whatever tabs, and the page break doesn't match, what you are doing, right? But this will automatically adjust line and page breaks, ensuring chords and lyrics align perfectly, which is genius too.
Yeah, that's a good point. I love that you're finding little nuance, and I love that because you're doing your homework, and I want to address that. So yes, so I say it's a smart prompter. We have put a lot of thought into this, and so let me give you an example, and we'll talk about page breaks. So first of all, if you're a guitar player and you have chords over words, right, and then it goes to the next line, your chord is going to match up with your word, right, properly, okay. And if something is off, or maybe you have a typo, you need to make an edit. You can actually edit the song directly on the box. Okay, so that's nice. You don't have to go back and forth with a thumb drive. You can make edits directly on the box. But the chords match up with the words when it wraps. Okay, if you want, regardless of font size, you can increase the font size. It'll still wrap perfectly. Now, if you want to force a page break, you can do that. You just put the word "page" in brackets, and it'll force a page break, for you. So that's the brand new feature we just released this week. So lots of options there, but we want to make sure that everyone's comfortable that yes, the right words are there, they're formatted right. When I go to the next page, everything is lined up just right. We spent a lot of time making sure that everything is flowing right, to where nothing's getting off track, or off kilter.
Speaking of flowing, I'm so glad you mentioned that word because you want your set to flow. You don't want any hiccups in it, And I think this is brilliant too because it can automatically transpose chords in for different keys. Because I know a lot of people are like, give me like we'll be back in 5 minutes. We gotta retune or something,
Yeah.
But this can automatically transpose on the fly, correct?
Yes. And so if you have your guitar player and you have your chords, it's pretty cool. It's if you put the key in, there's a spot where it says key is A or whatever, then it'll recognize that. And you go and say, hey, I want to transpose, and you just basically double stomp it, and it takes you to the transpose menu, and it says, hey, what key, first of all, confirm the key. Hey, okay, key of A, cool. What key do you want to go up half a step? You want to go up 2 steps? You want to go down? And you have a three, remember, you have a foot pedal, right? You have three, it's like a three button house. And so with your foot, you don't have to get the keyboard out or nothing. You just, with your foot, you can just do a couple stomps and get into the right key that you need, and then it'll take you back to the song with all the proper chords in the key that you're playing in. And so yes, in seconds. In fact, we had a bass player, and we first started, we launched this feature. We had a bass player that was all excited. He got his chord charts just the way he wanted, and then he was about to play a song, and the guitar player started it in a different key than what his chord charts were in. But he knew how to auto transpose it, and within 5, 10 seconds,
He
he
got
was
it,
he got it, and he was able to play the song in the right key. So yeah, I mean, and yes, you're like, oh, Ultimate Guitar does that. Yeah, Ultimate Guitar does do that. If you're on the Ultimate Guitar website, but we're talking about
Live playing right
songs
now.
that are, you're playing live, and they're already downloaded your box, and there they are, So, but hey, speaking of Ultimate Guitar, you're familiar with Ultimate Guitar, right? I
Oh
mean, I
yeah.
think any guitar player is, right? It's
Yeah.
the It's the big one, right?
Right.
We do have some functionality that works with them. This is pretty new. So if let's say you want to download a new chord chart from Ultimate Guitar, you can do that. You can actually, from your black box, you can open up an internet window. You can go to Ultimate Guitar. You can go find Hotel California, whatever. And then you can save it. You save the PDF and it'll convert it to text. And you can save that file directly to your box from Ultimate Guitar. So again, you don't have to go back and forth with the thumb drive. So that's kind of a cool feature too for any guitarists who are listening.
Right. Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned this too, but instead of bending over to actually tap on the box, you get like foot pedals. They're like switches, like so you don't have to worry about anything else. You can just stomp into your heart's content, and within 5 seconds you change a new song. So that's great too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when you're performing, you know what's great? The pedal, it kind of hides behind the box, so nobody even knows you're using the pedal to navigate. But it is, yeah, it is a three button pedal. So you have it, you it's like a three button mouse or keyboard. You know, you have three keys now, and like if you double tap the left button, that'll kind of take you back a menu. But the learning curve is pretty small. It's not hard to use at all. Now, if you need to go beyond that, you need to like I mentioned, edit a song or edit a set list, obviously, or
You gotta
type in a
go.
pass, type in a password. You're not gonna, first of all, you're not gonna do that in a live performance, and you sure as
No.
hell, you're not gonna use a three button foot pedal to do that, you know.
Right. No,
So
right.
we do include a wireless keyboard with a trackpad as part of the bundle. You know, so to prep it, you know, I would do that obviously when you're not performing, but I would, but if you need to prep it, you need to change a song, you need to change up a set list, whatever the case may be, you'll be able to do that directly on the box, you know, so you don't have to go back and forth.
And all of these boxes come with a free lifetime of software updates, correct? No, like,
Yes,
month-to-month
yes.
pay, right? Like, I always hate that,
Yeah, so
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk about that. So yes, we are building a lot of smart software into this thing, and you know, and we'll have bug fixes, we'll have new features, new functionality. Like I mentioned, sing along. We just
Yeah.
announced that today, or that feature just came out today. And all those updates are free. You know, it's not a subscription service. Now, that being said, by this summer, this is 2025. By summer 2025, we will be rolling out our AI, our artificial intelligence. Okay. Now that will likely be a premium subscription because it requires a lot of horsepower on the servers, which costs us money, but it'll be maybe $4 or $5 a month. It'll
Oh,
be
that ain't
very,
bad.
very
That's
expensive.
perfect. Yeah.
But let me
Like you go
explain
out and buy some
what
coffee or something,
yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
but the value that you're going to get out, let me
It's
give you some
tremendous, right?
examples.
Yeah.
One example is we're going to be able to let you download from the cloud. So if you have your songs on Google Drive or Dropbox, you won't even need to mess with the thumb drive. You'll just be able to go to the cloud and download them directly to your box. You know, so that's kind of a cool feature. Another really cool feature is of the AI is going to be voice recognition. So get this. So you talk to your phone, connect it to your box. You say, "Hey, black box, pull up Hotel California in the key of A minor, not B minor." And boom, the song appears in the right key and it's right there. You don't have to go find it. It just shows up in real time. That will be a game changer. Nobody's doing that. You know, I'll tell you what happened. I did some market research in Nashville a few months ago. I visited, oh, at least two dozen bars up and down Broadway. And oh my gosh, every single musician was there with an iPhone in their face, and they all take requests. Most of the requests they were familiar with. Every now and then they'd get one that they weren't familiar with. I'm like, "Hey, hold on a second. I need to look it up. Give me a second." You know, and they'd look it up and they squint, scroll, swipe, and oh, let me change it. Just a second, you know. And everyone's waiting, and the band's kind of like getting frustrated. "Come on, come on, come on," you know, because it just is a buzzkill, right? You know, take them 3 or 4 minutes to get the song loaded. So this will solve for all of that, right? You'll be able to pull up the song and pretty much
Within
in real
seconds,
time. Yeah,
yeah.
within seconds to have it. Yeah. So that'll be huge, I think, once that's available.
Nice. So, the box will feature a 30-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year manufacturer warranty. I guess with a 3-year manufacturer warranty, we don't need to send it back. All right? It's like, because it's because you are the first company I've heard that does 3-year warranty with any, musical item, because
Well,
it's
I'm
either
glad
like a year,
you. Yeah, I'm so glad you recognize that. We have a really, really cool opportunity here. We want to stand behind our products. We believe very strongly in what we have to offer. And we want to really eliminate any concerns or objections, anything that would cause anybody to pause, like, is this the right move? We just want to be like, look, this is very, very low risk, because if it's not a fit, it's not everything you expect it to be. Yes, we will give you a refund in the first, you have 30 days to really, give it a shot. But if something does go wrong in the 3 years of you using it, call us up, let us know. We're gonna do our best to fix it. If it's a piece of hardware, if it's a part that we need to send you, we're gonna send that part. And if we cannot fix it, we will send you a new box on our dime. That's part
Nice.
of the three year warranty, So that's we're gonna stand behind what we sell. And again, American-made product with very strong, American-based standards. And you're talking to folks out of Texas. The call center is going to be right here in Texas. You're not going to get somebody overseas.
Not
You're
yet.
talking to us. Oftentimes, right now at this stage, you're going to be talking to one of the co-founders,
Talking to
probably
you,
myself. Yeah, not probably me.
right?
Or my business partner. But that's the kind of level of service that we're going to offer, because at the end of the day, and if you're at a gig and it's, 1 in the morning and something fails, I mean, try call us. Chances are we will answer. We keep our phone on 24/7, unless we're dead asleep. But that's the kind of service. But we do want to offer that kind of service that, we're gonna try to help you the best we can.
And before I let you go, we gotta talk about two more things. Okay, first, I want to know everything you went through when you went to NAMM, because I've always wanted to go to NAMM, and I always forget it's in California. I think it's where in California is it again? Because
It's in Anaheim, right down the
Anaheim,
street from Disneyland.
oh, okay, yeah. So I want to know everything that you went through or experienced in NAMM, Because I know that you were on the first floor, but you told me last time that that first floor is mainly reserved for like newcomers, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's really we call it the basement. It's
Well,
the bottom floor. It's the bottom floor now. The bottom floor, yes. If it's your first time, if you're a rookie, it's your first year at NAMM, that's where they put you. And I didn't know if that was a blessing or a curse. And in our situation, it actually ended up being a blessing, and I'll tell you why. We were kind of on a main aisle, where, in that bottom floor, what happens is it's got all the registration. So when all the attendees are coming and they're registering to get their badges, right? And then they walk and they start wandering the hallways of that floor. We were right there. And so
That's
we were
perfect.
one of the very first booths that they encountered. And so we were actually in a pretty good spot, and we got a lot of great feedback. I mean, so many folks. I had one lady, she was an original artist out of Nashville. Real sweet girl. I can't remember her name. And she was with another gentleman, I think also out of Nashville, but she was opening up for John Mayer that night. And I was like, ooh, where at? I'd like to see it. And she's like, oh, it's a private. I'm like, of course it's a private. Of course it's
It's John Mayer, right?
But I thought, how cool is that? But man, we met so many people. I had a handful of influencers come by, and they recorded us and did some write-ups and, some content publishing for
Good
us. And
stuff.
one of which I recognized immediately. I was like, hey, I know you. It was a Mark Maxwell of Maxwell's House of Music, if you guys are familiar. He's the guy that always starts. If you're in a band, that's how he always starts his.
I did. Yes, I love that
Yes.
guy. That guy's great.
Yeah, so he so yeah, I immediately recognized him, like, I know you. And so we're gonna be doing some things with him this year, for sure. But man, so much great feedback. I mean, we had actually a good position where the booth was, and we had AV integrators, we had church AV people, we had cover band people, we had people that ran AV for schools, and I mean, just so many different use cases for this. I mean, somebody's like, what if I was a presenter and I just wanted to control my own notes and be able to turn pages from my bullet points? I'm like, yeah,
You could
why
do that.
not? Well, yeah, you don't have to be in a band. I mean, you just
No,
give me the visual
yeah.
cue, you
Yeah.
know? And so,
As
yeah,
long as you're
so
not looking at your iPad, that's the main,
exactly, you
it's
know?
like, yeah.
And you don't have to worry about shuffling papers or
Right,
whatever else, you
yes.
know? And so it totally works for just normal presenters. But yeah, NAMM was a great experience. Made a lot of connections. And if there was one word to sum up, you know, the trip for us, it was validation. It was validation that we have something really hot. That is, you know, my goal, my vision for this is to be the industry standard on stage, you know,
And I
and get
strongly
rid
believe
of,
it will. Yeah.
yeah, get rid of those music stands
There you
and
go.
tablets and whatnot. Yep.
Okay, so main question. Did you buy a guitar at NAMM?
No.
Oh no, dude. Yeah,
No.
cuz I was looking at your video on blackboxprompter.com where it takes you through the whole damn thing. There are some awesome guitars, so I'm
Oh my
amazed even.
gosh. I mean, all your big companies were there.
Yeah.
Taylor was there, Gibson was there, Martin
Taylor's
was
great,
there.
yeah. Martin guitars,
You
I
know,
guess.
PRS, I mean, you
Yeah.
name it. So many, you know, so many, I mean, all the big players and even those you never heard of, but boy, the guitars look, you know, they were handcrafted with these beautiful inlays. Just beautiful guitars. Unfortunately, I didn't really get to leave my booth very much. I mean, I would try to break away for lunch and I would kind of walk off, you know, real quick. But I did not have a whole lot of free time. I was busy representing, you know, having to man the booth.
Next year you'll probably come home with a guitar too, right? That'd
Yeah.
be
Oh,
great.
hopefully I sell enough boxes I can afford my dream
There you
guitar.
go. So we're gonna try to get you a lot of great sales here. Okay, one last thing before we go, and you and I talked about this before last time we met. We would love to work with you, and you said that you would do a promo code for our listeners,
Absolutely. Yes.
I think it was like a 10% or something like
Yes.
that.
So let's use a promo code. Actually, let's make it really easy. We're just gonna make it your name altogether. James Cox.
James Cox.
Use the promo code James Cox, and the listeners will get 10% off their entire order. And if you're in the 48 states of the US, you get free shipping. And with, you know, in all of our prompters, it's everything I included. You know, you get a magnetic cover to protect the screen. You get that polycarbonate shield. You get the three pedal foot turner. What am I trying to say? Page turner to turn the pages to the repeats. Long day.
Agreed.
Oh, and the wireless keyboard with the trackpad. I mean, all that's included. You know, for the bundle deal. But yeah, you'll get 10% off on top of that. And but use the promo code James Cox, all one word, and put
All
this in
one
the show
word.
notes, James. And
Nice.
yeah, I would love to have some of you guys try it out, and would love to know what you
So, well, I do honestly thank you for that promo code, because I think when I think this is going to help the music industry as a whole, because you said it's just not for musicians, but it's mainly used by musicians, and I
Sure.
think anything to get you out of the iPad view is spectacular, because fans want to see the performer perform. They don't want to see the performer read off of an iPad or something, over like a phone. So I think you're doing wonderful stuff, and thank you so much for coming on too. This has been great.
Well, James, I can't thank you enough for having me, man. I mean, taking a leap of faith on this young startup that we really hope will change the game. But no, I really appreciate you making the time for this and educating your listeners, you know, that there's new stuff out there that can help them, you know, to help them, it'll have a better look, you know, more confident performance. You know, plus it's just a cool, it's it, you know, I'm a little partial, but it's a cool device. You know, anybody that's bought one, man, so many folks have come, they're just like, oh my gosh, they are so proud of it. They love it so much. You know, that is just, again, it's just validation that we got something really good going. So I appreciate you having me on your show. It means a lot.
And who could argue with the free updates? You know, that's a big thing too. You know, so
Absolutely. Yeah.
So all right.
For
So
sure.
for everyone of my listeners, you could always go to blackboxprompter.com. I'm gonna link it in the description. And okay, so you're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everything yet or yet?
Pretty much everything except TikTok, but yeah, your
Yeah.
Facebook,
Okay.
Instagram, LinkedIn, and what am I missing? Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Yes.
Yeah. And of course, you can always contact them by clicking the contact us tab at the top of big
Absolutely. Yeah. If you want to
black
reach
box
out,
prompter. Yeah.
for sure. We have a pretty extensive FAQs. You can read, read about the
Yep.
frequently asked questions. But if you have a question on anything, don't hesitate to reach out, hit the contact us button. And but yeah, the website, blackboxprompter.com, is going to be the best place. I mean, we're on Reverb and Amazon and eBay, but we're always running sales on the
Yeah.
website. So that's going to be the
Really?
absolute
Yeah.
best place. Plus you get your 10% off
And
from the
yep,
website as well.
and you can use my code on the sales that they have, so that'll
Yes,
work out there
yes. As
too.
long as it's not Black Friday or Cyber Monday, that's the only time we can't take
Only
coupons
right,
because then we lose money. But
yes,
any other time of the year, yes, the 10% off will work even during a sale. Yep,
cool,
good call
yes,
out.
all right, yeah.
Yep.
So, like I said before, I honestly think you and we beg you to come back on, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but. You visit Nashville regularly, right?
Not
No,
yet. I would
okay,
like
cause
to. I
okay,
would
yeah, cause
like
I'm
to.
cause I'm
No, I
planning to
was there
go.
about 4 months ago.
I'm
Yeah.
planning to go to Nashville in a few months, so if
Oh,
by
cool.
chance happens that we will go to the Nashville in the same months, I would love to meet you. That'd be great.
Oh, I do plan to go this year again. I don't
Okay,
know
yeah,
when,
good. Okay.
but yeah, shoot me a note when you're
Yeah.
going, and
Well. Well, I
if
have
the
your phone
stars
number
align.
now, so
Yeah.
we'll gladly meet in touch. So yeah, so all right.
Cool.
And for with that said, everybody, thank you for listening, and always remember when words fail, music speaks. Hi, guys.
Bye-bye.